Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thugging like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
Yo, yo, check this out. This is your girl, Cola Vogue, and I'm chilling with my boys right here on Off the Cuff Radio. We off the cuff right now. You dig?
What's up? It's your boy, Lil Yappa, UNLV, ragging up from the river, cooling with my homies and my family at Off the Cuff Radio. Y'all be sure to tune in on Fridays and get the latest scoop and find out what's happening. You wait me?
Tiffany Levine.
And it's Queen Crazy, your girl's favorite bartender.
And we're from
Sex on the Rocks podcast.
All right, you're now tuning in to Off the Cuff Radio.
Yeah, because they keep representing that world hip hop. Well, much love.
All right.
Giving a shout out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio. And I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey y'all, this is Stacey Lachey giving a shout out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio.
What's shaking, y'all? This is the Grand, one half of Lost Cause and one third of that Drive Time thing. Sending my love to the homies over at Off the Cuff Radio. Tune in every Friday night for some real deal hip hop conversation. These dudes are the connoisseurs of this thing. You already know what it is. BX stand up, Hud City was shaking. Peace.
Yo, this is Joe Fresh Design, and y'all tuned in to the most raw, uncut show on radio, the Guillotine Team, Off the Cuff. And yo, Eric Sandman, off of these clowns.
Yeah. No matter where I've been or where I stay, the Bay or LA, never forgot the island I came. Kauai make me proud, stand strong, we forever untamed. Independent, top of the chain, I either could never be conquered, abused, but never broken. Understand the ancient sacred land, which beauty holds a thousand emotions. Where Kamehameha's final resting place still remains a mystery. Feel history, preserve how the mana grows infinitely. Relentless spirit of our ancestors, perseverance running pure through these here veins. This is that new school spit. I'm tired of seeing my people dying, hurting in pain. Composed scriptures that embodies the wrath of man and pale erupting to each page. Each phrase, waking with them spike like double-edged blade vision. Severing the mindset of a modern-day slave. This ain't living, but fear not these days. Eternal fighters, freedom writers, mine and lighters. If you feel what I'm saying, put up your lighters. Eternal fighters, freedom writers, mine and lighters. If you feel what I'm saying, put up your lighters. Eternal fighters, freedom writers, mine and lighters. If you feel what I'm saying, put up your lighters. Eternal fighters, freedom writers, mine and lighters. If you feel what I'm saying, put up your lighters. But now we ain't fake, nothing you can ever break. I'm blind towards your hate, we shine cause we great. But now we ain't fake, nothing you can ever break. I'm blind towards your hate, we shine cause we great.
Take a stroll through an old immigrant soul, making below minimum wage. 96 degrees, thirsting for shade. 360 degrees of understanding self. The only thing constant is change. Therefore, I train mentally, similar to BJ Penn, anticipating defeat and decay. Somehow, my people still pent up with rage. Still, mine grows within the community every day. You know what they say? If you learn to surf Kalia, you can't charge anyway. Because of that, I'm prepared for whatever obstacles come to my way. What other island had their people risking their life to keep the super fairy away? Calm man, lead us astray. It's all political, the what they say, Miss Lingle. You ain't heard, we've been fighting birds. And I ain't talking nay-nay, I'm talking about to pay mortgages. Eternal fighters, freedom writers, mine and lighters. If you feel what I'm saying, put up your lighters. Eternal fighters, freedom writers, mine and lighters. If you feel what I'm saying, put up your lighters. Eternal fighters, freedom writers, mine and lighters. If you feel what I'm saying, put up your lighters. Eternal fighters, freedom writers, mine and lighters. If you feel what I'm saying, put up your lighters. But now we ain't fake, my bad, you can never break. I'm blind towards your hate, we shine cause we great. But now we ain't fake, my bad, you can never break. I'm blind towards your hate, we shine cause we great.
Welcome to my home, the place where champions are made. Our
or Hunter. I'm looking the tightest today, fixed up a plate. No need to get all Hollywood, we're real people with real talk. Not crack rocks, blocks, and switchblades. This is more like cakeys in the endless sandbox. Embrace the innocence, watch the smile glisten on their face. Picking OP, he fishing, impeccable scenery, ocean to Malka. Listen, it seems strange, somehow ethics diminish, man. We have more family values and time to waste. Childhood laughter, K's master, tackle football in the pasture. Little did we know how much would change. So there I was, east side, solo puffin' Pocololo in a rusty Volvo, wondering what happened to the south side. And Hanalei, all working, no play, pay attention. Eternal fighters, freedom riders, mine and lighters. If you feel what I'm saying, put up your lighters. Eternal fighters, freedom riders, mine and lighters. If you feel what I'm saying, put up your lighters. Eternal fighters, freedom riders, mine and lighters. If you feel what I'm saying, put up your lighters. Eternal fighters, freedom riders, mine and lighters. If you feel what I'm saying, put up your lighters.
Yeah, yeah, what it do, y'all? Episode 360 is underway at the most live and dopest hip-hop show on the web, Off the Cuff Radio. I'm your host, King Eric the Great, formerly known as Rick Capo, formerly known as the man that runs the place, the prime time, the Deion Sanders of this radio game. I want to send a shout-out to my co-host in spirit, T-Max with the Facts. A lot of Sandman, Chinchady Chinchilla. Man, we got a big guest on the line tonight, man. This dude here, one of the hardest working dudes I've seen, just observing his resume, the video that he's putting in work in, from the way he's tackling the battle circuit, for the way he's putting on for not only Hawaii, but also cross mapping to the Bay Area. Here he is on the line to talk to us about his grind, where he's going in 2021. His background. Let's all welcome Son the One, y'all.
What's going on, peoples? Aloha.
What's
from
happening?
The island of Kauai. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, man. We hear you real well, brother.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you for providing this platform, brother. It's an honor, and much respects to you guys for everything you're doing for the hip-hop culture, as well as the community and whatnot. And happy Friday to you. In Hawaii, we say Aloha Friday. Yes, sir.
Much love back to you, my man. And
absolutely.
Just observing, though, you know, your resume and the work you put in, man. We got a lot to tackle throughout this hour while we on the line, man. And first of all, I want to give a shout out to all our Hawaiian brothers, man, that's keeping the culture alive, such as yourself. And to start this thing off, man, how's everything going with you tonight, man?
Brother, it's a good day. It's a good day. Not only that I do this music thing, but I got a regular job, too, as well. So I clocked in 8 hours, bro. You know what I mean? We just trying to get our drink on. And then I'm just trying to vibe with you guys right now, man. I'm sipping on IPA, and I got some whiskey going, too, as well. And, you know, jumped out the shower, ready to just vibe out with you guys, man, and just, like, get with it, you know. Blessed. We could be in a whole different worse situation right now, but, shit, as long as I'm going back to my family, everybody's provided for, it's all lovely, bro. You know what I mean? We in the islands. It's all about family.
Yes, sir, man. I mean, considering what's going on with the world, man, sometimes you got to take that time to just appreciate the people that you love and the creators that are here to provide that art to take our mind off a lot of things, man. So, and starting off with what's going on to keep your current base up, and then we're going to go into your journey. Now, for those who hit to the game about you, tell you about your album that you dropped.
Okay, this album was recorded in Northern California from the SHC Studio Family. Production and mixdown was through DJ Just One from Staten Island. And And then G. Davis as well is on the production. He's out of Northern California. So these dudes have been putting out, you know, quality music. It's a few years in the making. And I moved out there actually maybe 10 years ago, linked up with these brothers and put this album together, unique rhythms as well as unique and authentic lyrics put down to just golden era type vibe. If you're a fan of lyricism, if you have an attentive ear and attention to detail, I think you will appreciate this. And, you know, we're just trying to put out quality music to uplift people from here on out. You know, it's been a long time coming. And I think during the COVID situation, we're trying to take advantage of the whole situation along with a lot of other artists that are trying to on the same mode. So in a nutshell, it's just quality music. It's timeless music. You got time to check it out.
Now, you being an artist, man, and this is where a lot of people want to ask this question in particular. Like, what's the difference between going into album mode and you going into mixtape mode? Like, are you attacking it in, like, two different styles?
I think maturing lyrically, I think you have to approach it as just every project has its own entity, and you got to attack it orderly and expeditiously. So this first project is just a lot of stuff getting off my chest. It may be totally different from the next project, if that makes any sense. And I think we're constantly evolving, and I think that separates the men from the mice when it comes to an artist. So like, it's always a pleasure to evolve, and I'm open arms with that. I don't know what the next project may hold. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I'm just trying to come off as fresh as possible with everything that I freaking put forth, as well as like down to whatever content it is, whether it's social media, whether it's blogs, whether it's like, you know, short films or whatnot of videos. It's important for me to set myself different from the rest because I got a different story. Mm-hmm. And it's easy for me to just do the same thing that everybody else is doing, but I just can't go out like that, homie. You know what I mean? I just can't go out like that. You know, I'm trying to make my mark in a different way, and no disrespect to anybody else, but you know, I want my stuff to last, stand the test of time. Excuse me. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you're taking a movie director approach and you're doing your projects, because you know how a lot of people, they like Scorsese when he does straight gangster films, you know what I mean? Like Goodfellas and Casino, they want him to keep doing that. And he'll come out of the box and hit you with Taxi Driver and just, you know, bug you out. You know what I'm saying? It seems like something that it won't even come from him. So the way artists approach their project, it's like you can't really be pigeonholed into one lane.
Absolutely not. You know what I mean? And then, like, rest in peace, MF Doom. I think he's the biggest example of that. We love him. And God bless his family.
Yes.
And prayers to him. And that's a prime example. And if anything, his legacy showed is that to be unique and not go with that trend. No offense to everybody else. And it's an important thing, you know. Be unique with it, brother. You know what I mean? I remember when hip-hop was all about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Down to graffiti, graph writing, to the way your style of breakdancing is. I come from that cloth. I come from that era. And I appreciate it. And I admire it, you know. And I think it's necessary in these days and times. Absolutely.
So what was the motivation behind your single, Never Fearful?
Never Fearful is just a testimony. Even before this COVID, before whatever is going politically, I think a kid coming from the 90s kind of felt that the 80s, because we were feeling that way before what's going on right now. Like, you know what I mean? Even way before 9/11. I don't want to expose my age or whatnot, though, but it's just, I think we always had the intent of never being fearful and looking past the facade of what's going on in the world. So it's digging deeper and following the source and being able to guide yourself out of that darkness and never being fearful, never having doubt. You know, if you're aware of what's going on and what's really going on in the world right now, then you shouldn't be swayed any other way, because it was expected. You expect anything less from what's going on right now? Hell no. We knew this shit, excuse my language, maybe 15,
you good?
10, 20 years ago. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm kind of irritable about. There was a point where I spoke about politics all the time. It used to bother me. But now I just have to say that nothing really surprises me, bro. And that's a sad thing. That's a sad thing, that nothing really surprises me, because I was hoping for change, and I still do. I still have hope.
I think it's a case. You know? I think it's also a case of scenario where, well, with what's going on in the world, you have in hip hop, you have people like yourself that's not afraid of tackling them issues, and you got people that are afraid to really go in depth with that. Now, I don't know if
Absolutely.
It's creativity or pushback.
I think it's just like they don't want to lose their bag, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's that mentality. It's that mentality. You don't want to offend nobody, you know. So where are you getting your information, and what is your intentions and your true intent on this whole thing? And that's what I was speaking in on another point too. Is like, you got to check these. I think it's time for us elders, for us to check the younger generation, to say we can't just let anybody in this community. Okay, you say you're hip hop, then explain yourself, alliterate yourself. Like, what is your intentions? What have you done for the community? What have you done for your people? You know what I mean? And that's why we let this shit happen, homie. We let Trump in. We let 69 in and all this bullshit. And that's why we having this shit, because we didn't check that. And that's, we shouldn't
exactly.
be surprised what's going on, homie. You know what I mean? We let this shit happen, you know?
Yeah.
As a people.
There used to be a time
where
people had to pay their dues.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you had to pay your dues to be a part of the culture.
I think a lot of the old school cats are sitting in their caves and just sitting back and complaining, while they should be proactive, because that younger generation, we need you. We need you. Where's those OGs that was teaching us? And just like, what, like, it's time, dude. Come out of your caves, and like, we need guidance. You know what I mean? And I'm an OG myself, and it's just like, I need that shit. You know what I mean? This is like, it's real talk. Real talk.
Especially the gatekeepers, man, because the gatekeepers, they're the ones I felt were very compromised, because if you really look at how that transitional shift changes, a lot of the gatekeepers, they basically got more influential through, quote unquote, as the youngsters would put, the bag instead of integrity. Like, when you start putting the bag over integrity, that's when you start to really lose control of your house.
Absolutely. So what is the whole perception of wealth, you know? And it's to boil it down is generational wealth, and making sure that your family's right. And that's an important, excuse me fam, I got my daughter over here.
Okay.
And stuff, so excuse me,
around
and stuff, though, you know we all quarantined up. She curious. She wants to know what's going on and stuff, though, brother, you know, so God bless her.
It's all good, man. We all doing what we need to do, bro.
I was talking about wealth, man, and it's just, you know, being a part of the community. I think it's an important thing.
Yeah, man. And I was reading some of your resume, man, and you became a, you were like a real big contributor to the Hawaii hip hop scene, where before it wasn't really well known. Can you care that, you know, be more explanatory about that?
Absolutely. As far as the collective that I was part of, and it's the Highlander family, and shout outs to all them. But we were really trying to put forth culture and spread the word of hip hop from an early age, and just educate people about the hip hop culture. So early on, back in the day, we really put the scene together in a nutshell, and we were really all about just educating people. If it was from spoken word poetry events to open mic events to ciphers to live shows, we were putting it on and really just spreading a lot of different new culture to the Hawaiian people out here, and just giving a platform and an opportunity for others to be them, be free to express themselves, whether whatever media you are a part in, we accepted it with open arms. We just wanted to be a vessel for that and for others. And in a nutshell, we put it on. We were making noise, and we had opportunity we got the attention of Sony as well as Interscope, and we turned down record deals due to creative control. And basically, that's where it kind of dissipated. So as far as coming up to now, I've seen the ups and downs within the industry and kind of really just studied that and tried to learn. And I went to college for many a years, just learning with those particular people and just really soaking up the game, in other words. And I mean college by I went to like music school, literally. Just being able to just recognize what was what and the ins and outs and the angles of the industry.
Now, to expound in for a minute, so, you know, to give our listeners, especially those who are artists, what to look forward to if they try to sign to labels at that time. Now, this was the time period where you had to go to the labels, correct, to get your music heard.
Absolutely. There was no social media at the time. Too.
Okay.
And I'm talking about, like, for the younger generation, do you even know how it is to rock in front of 50 people or 100 people or even 200 people? And you know, without social media and in the era of, like, your live show is everything, if you whack on stage, you're getting booed off stage, bro. Like, you know what I mean? And it's just, like, having that cadence, being able to have that mic control and stuff like that, though. But, like, it ain't nothing new to us, man. We was making, not to toot our own horn and with all ego at the side, have you ever made $6,000 off the door just off a live show? You know what I mean? It's probably not. But I'm not trying to boast and brag on that, but it's just having that understanding, though, the energy that goes behind it, and being able to conduct that, because it's just too easy these days for this younger generation. It's instant gratification, and there's a lot of hard work that goes behind it, you know.
Yeah,
so.
And expounding in when you talk about creative control. Now, this is what people don't understand when you talk about creative control. They're probably thinking artistically or contractual obligations. Now, When you go to these labels and they try to, like, switch your sound up or try to force you to put out certain type of musical type of demographic.
100%. So they have say on the sound you're going to make. They have say on how you're going to cut your hair or what you're going to wear. And you have to produce X amount of albums within this time frame. And you're expected to do that, and you're catering on everything that they want you to do, and you're bowing down to everything that you know they're suggesting, which is your look down to your sound, your topic of of lyricism, everything down to the beats. That's something that we all didn't want at that time. And that's something that I feel proud of being able to say that we resisted. At the end of the day, I have my lyrics. I have this music. It's God given, and nobody could take away that. Not no label, not no money, and I'm proud to say, like, it could have been a whole different situation, but at the end of the day, I could stand and you know, and face the Lord and be like, I did what I wanted to do, and that's the best feeling in the world, you know, and that's maturing as an artist, I feel.
And it also showed that you're confident in your craft, man, because, you know, we all, for the most part, a lot of people, they come from impoverished cities, and they take any deal that they're given. Like, if they tell you a signing bonus for $1 million, they gonna sign up and take that, like, without a snap of a finger, thinking that they gonna get $1 million. But they're not really knowing that it's to create the product, to make it marketable. They ain't just a million.
Absolutely.
It ain't a million to go in your bank account.
Absolutely. But you look at all these. We have a lot of examples in front of us, bro. We have a lot of examples. We could just look at, like, people like TLC. People, the numerous people. That's just one of them, of the many, that they come out of situations where they're broke as hell. And you could say that with athletes, professional athletes, too, as well. You know, 60-75% of athletes that come out of professional sports are coming out broke because they have bad investment deals, or they try to put too many people on. And that's where my group was at the time. People were acting too cool for school. People got caught up in ego and stuff, though. And it just dissipated real quick because the buffet's out, homie. When that time comes, there's going to be everything on the plate. And that's like the devil just showing that, like, hey, you can have all of this, you know? And that's when you got to come inward and be like, how are you going to offer me all of this when I already own this, homie? You know what I mean? And that's why we turn that down. You know what I mean? How are you going to give me something that I already own, you know, that I know that's priceless? And how you differentiate, you know, real art and fake art and stuff, though.
You know what?
You know,
Check this out for the youngest right here. He just gave y'all some biblical game, man, because that's what Jesus told Satan when he tried to offer them the kings of the kingdom, man. He just gave you some biblical game right there to soak up.
Basically, you know what I mean? Are you in for the, this ain't no flash in the pan type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We ain't here today, gone tomorrow type brothers. You know what I mean? And it's just like, this is the time right now. You know, this is the time right now to you either with the light or you with the dark. You know what I mean? There is no in between. You can't dabble in this gray area and stuff, though. You like, you either on the mothership or you with the other side. You know, pick your side. You don't want to be the kid at the end of the day being caught with your hand caught in the cookie jar. And stuff, though. You either with the left or, like, you know what I mean? I don't even want to say left or right, but you either light or darkness. You know what I mean? Don't be dabbling in it. Yeah. So, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be long-winded and whatnot, bro.
Oh, no, you good. You good, man. You good, man. This is how we flow on the show, man. We all become ready, and we just flow with the game, man. That's just how everything is orchestrated. But and honing your craft, man, and definitely honing your craft and establishing your identity, man. How did you come up with the name Son the One?
Somebody asked me that today, and they broke my name down too as well, which is crazy because they're a part of astrology. But basically, layman's terms, I asked the homie to give me a rap name. Everybody called me Son. In the first place, because I was like really upbeat, man. I'm really happy-go-lucky type of dude. And then they called me Son. And so basically I was at a bar. I asked the homie, I was like, man, I need a rap name. This is about like 15, 20 years ago, man. And then he was just like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll come back. I'm going to give you that name. So he comes back out of the bathroom and he was just like, son of one, that's your name because you wanted a million. And then I took that and I put it into that one individual has the capacity to change the world. I believe that. I believe that. If I believe in quantum physics and that, you know, we all are one in a million. It's not an egotistical name. It's about we all are one out of a million if you want to, you know. So I took that and then I just learned that my real name is Kaleo. And that's a Hawaiian name. And that means the voice, literally. As well as dudes call me Leo, which could put as far as like lion. You know what I mean? And I didn't know that reggae music is all aligned with that, with the Lion of Judah, as far as like astrology, which is the constellation Leo. And that is reggae music is the heartbeat of the lion. And you take it back even deeper where our people is from Ethiopia. And when you break it all down through DNA, we're all related. Polynesians are related. We all spawned it from Africa. You know what I mean? So it goes deep, bro. I'm sorry, man, but I was just like, no. I was just chatting with the real deep dude, man. And you know what I mean? It's just like, I wanted to put it in the acronym, but it's been my name for years, bro. They've been calling me son. All my old school homies back in the day, they're all from the East Coast, Flushing, Queens, Brooklyn, New Jersey, and they were all God body peoples. It was all connected with a lot of the God body cats. So the Asiatic alphabet too as well, they all called me son. You know what I mean? I studied that too. You know what I mean? Coming from the West Coast, it's different like that because I was around a lot of East Coast cats too as well. You know what I mean? That were real God body cats that studied the Asiatic alphabet. And it's always been a part of me, brother. You know, son of one in that show.
Yeah, because the name usually brings interest into the art. Because even with today's hip hop, man, even though it's live, it's good, you still got the laziness. Because you still got people, their names are even lazy now. You got Lil Something or Young Something. Like, y'all don't put no originality behind the names now.
You know what I mean? You preaching to the choir, man. Like, I want to hate on all that stuff, but I can't, bro. I got to lift these brothers up. You know, 2021, I will never hate on these young cats or any of these dudes that come up. And then because when you start, like, automatically hating on these dudes, you're giving these dudes power. We got to uplift our brothers and sisters, you know, to the utmost.
And see,
you know?
And see, we ain't hating on them because you gotta hate on. You can't really hate on them because you know they're signed. They're trying to do what they gotta do. It's the corporations
no.
that put
hell.
That. It's the corporations
that
put all that stuff.
They dope. They go hard. I appreciate their drive, man. But it's just on us, for us curators and artists and elders to help guide them, man. And that's what's up. You know what I mean? That's what I want to see more of that in 2021 is us, like, guiding these cats. And they need that. They need us, bro. You know what I mean? It's just like I've been really feeling that lately. You know, is that
it's more serious because it's more serious time than ever because there needs to be more unity than the culture than ever. Because we're going through a serious trial that we ain't never seen before. And at this point, unification is more than ever needed.
Bro, I feel that more than ever, bro. Like, you know what's weird? And I'm going to talk about some real shit. And no other Hawaii artist is going to talk about this. Is that in my area is a lot like L.A. And L.A. is really seedy. And L.A. is like you got these old school cats that are just trying to just grab onto their own. And they don't want to give the education or the knowledge or having just given the secrets to the younger generation because they want to hold it for themselves. But it's a selfish thing, man. It's like if only one person elevates, we all don't elevate. So it's time for us to cross promote each other, and we can elevate as a whole. And that's an important thing we got to break out of, you know. And then it can't just be one person. It has to be as a collective, because it takes a village to raise a child at the end of the day. And that's the only way we're going to have success as a people, you know. And that's an important thing. Yeah,
it's that humility factor. Like, there got to be more humility in this game right now.
Absolutely, man. We ain't all perfect.
That ego. The ego is the worst thing, man. I mean, the ego is it could be the cancer that could destroy a village.
Absolutely, brother. Man, I just want to give you props for giving me this opportunity to have this platform to speak on the shit that I'm speaking. And I wish everybody is just doing well right now and just enjoying their Friday. God bless you guys.
Yeah.
I wish everybody support. Look out for the album. You can check me out on Linktree, Sun the One, or my album's available on all digital platforms. Just type in Sun the One. Linktree, it'll take you to all my links, YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, TikTok, all that kind of stuff, man, Twitter, and, you know, support it, brother, man. Like, it's free. It's free. You don't have to pay a damn thing. Listen to the music and enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Let them know what time it is, man.
Absolutely, man. We sparking it up on a Friday, man. I'm about to spark the good right now with y'all. I hope y'all doing the same thing. Check out Sun the One, man. I'm a Polynesian, Asian Polynesian boy coming out of Hawaii, coming with some golden era hip hop. You know, this is a lyrical illustration of my life and times, and I hope you guys can relate to it, and I hope it inspires you and, you know, brings happiness in your life, bro. Word up. Word up.
There it is. And check this out, man. Now, this is what I want to shoot, because I was looking at this too, man. I want to know, getting involved with the battle rap scene, man. What was that experience like?
Oh, my God. I'm glad you brought this up, bro. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I want to know, man, like, because I'm a big fan of the battle rap scene, man. I like that whole contact sport gladiator aspect into the game as well, because it shows... If you can rock a battle rap, you can rock anything, man. You can rock any audience. Now, for anybody that's coming up in the battle stages, man, what was your experience like in entering that?
Straight up. I did one battle, which is monumental. It's one of the most monumental hip battle rap verses in the state of Hawaii that is holding a lot of content. And it's just monumental. It's legendary. But as far as when I took it into the lane of going into California and going into that URL type style, as far as the King of the Dot to the Riot, shout out to all those platforms and all my peoples out there that's doing it. I didn't really take it seriously, bro. Coming from an old school head, I did really well within a lot of battles, but I just kind of played around with it. I wasn't taking it seriously. It takes a different type of person to be in this battle rap type of community right here. You got to have tough skin. You got to be prepared, because these dudes is coming at you. It's the rawest form of hip hop there is to this date. And I'm pretty sure that every single top MC references battle rap for raw, the best lyrics. To date right now, they reference that, man, when it comes to bars and stuff, though. But you better be fucking prepared when you enter that stage, because these dudes ain't playing, you know. So now that you said that, I have things in the works where I'm talking to the homie Cali Smooth. What up, Cali? He just had a battle, and he has a movie coming out too as well. I'm plugging the homeboy up in this, and you know, we got some stuff in the works Well, we're bringing battle rap to the state of Hawaii, and you know, we're just trying to build. It's just another lane that we could just mess with as far as artists. And there's that misperception of that battle rappers don't do good music. Fuck that. We do great music. You know what I mean? When you look at dudes like Sue Surf and Loaded Lux, they got ill music. You know, down to Murder Mook and stuff. Though, peace to the homies. You know what I mean? But they put out wonderful music. And we lyricists, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? This was a stepping stone for the hip hop getting signed and putting your music out. It definitely was a stepping stone, and let's not forget about that, because you got these MCs that are, to this day, to the Busta Rhymes, to the Eminems, to the Royce 5'9"s, they all started in battle rap, man. Let's not forget about where our root is from. That's why I fucks with it, because it's the truest form, and I'm a purist at heart. That's why I mess with it, and much love to all my peoples, man, all my peoples in the battle rap game, you know. Be ready for me
and
coming up
20. And you also got to give a shout out. We also got to give a shout out to Eminem for, you know, taking the battle rap aspect of the culture and putting it into the blockbuster films. You know, with 8 Mile, and it showcased.
Absolutely.
And it It showcased not only what outsiders go through as MCs to be accepted into the world that's hip hop, which is mostly dominated by black, but it also showed you gotta have your shit ready when it comes to battle rapping, man, because
you
them crowds were ruthless.
And then I ain't even gonna be fronting. Like, there's a lot of times where I didn't even write for stuff. You know what I mean? I wasn't even prepared. I didn't even take it serious. But it's your reputation. It's an important thing. Like, not a lot of people can put themselves out like that. You know what I mean? And you better be ready when you're doing it. Because that's your reputation at stake. And that's the tricky thing within battle rap, man. It's just like, it's fun. It keeps me young. It keeps me motivated, and it's just fun to me. It's fun to me, you know. Once things stop being fun to you, you stop doing it, you know, and that's what keeps me spontaneous within this game we call hip-hop and stuff, though. You know what I mean? And I just love it, man. I love to be a part of it. There's good people all through that whole community, man, and they're doing good things, you know. Shout-outs to... shout outs to LA Saint, who just won the King of the Dot Grand Prix, man. This dude won $50,000, man. They're doing dope things like that, man. Young boys, man, getting the opportunity and being able to build off their brand, man. So shout out to him, man. You know, much love.
Yeah, and mostly the most challenging aspect. See, the thing I like about battle rap is a fast thinking technique to this too. Like, you gotta be quick with it. You gotta observe your opponent. You gotta observe how you can flip and bounce his words, and you don't aim his bars right back at you. It's a lot. It's like the verbal game of calculus. You gotta figure it out real quick though.
It's chess. It's a match of wits. You know? You can take it down to the essence of, like, break dancing. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, you know, you don't go, I go, you know? And then we battle it out. We battle it out from there, you know?
And a lot of times it don't even be for money. It could just be for the respect of it, man. Because it used to be around a time where you had to just use that to earn your ranks as an MC. Like, when we had Black Poet, big shout out to him. That's my co-host from Screwball Radio, though I, you know, plugged that. He told me he had to battle 100 dudes lined up. And this is like around the 80s. So you had to earn your stripes in the neighborhood. You had to battle everybody.
It's ill what you think about, like, where we came from. You know what I mean? That's what it was all about, man. It wasn't really, like, necessarily dissing dudes' moms, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just like, who could rhyme
crazy
better,
with it,
you know,
today.
Absolutely. Ooh. Absolutely. That's the whole thing. It's very theatrical. It's almost like to the point where it's like spoken word poetry, and it's about your performance, and it keeps you sharp. Like, if you're an artist that is about it, man, you're going to be a part of it. You know? Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
And not to mention, if you're gonna partake in it, I gotta tell this to the listeners: you gotta be thin-skinned. If y'all can't take a Facebook or Instagram post, then I don't know how y'all gonna last in the ring with a battle rapper. Y'all better thin your skin up.
Absolutely, absolutely, bro. And I'm super proud. I'm super proud of all my peoples that are really, you know, doing well with it, being able to take care of their families, and these platforms are getting bigger, and they're able to make a living. But you know what I mean? And that's what the whole goal is. I'd like to see more where these guys are owning their own content, and you know, being able to go into a place where they're gonna be set for life, and that's the whole goal with this, you know. So I've seen this metamorphosis into, you know, a conglomerate it's coming into, and that's a dope thing to see.
Now another question I want to shoot to you, man, is you was born in Hawaii. Now you was raised in the Bay Area, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Now, did you experience like a culture shock in comparison to Hawaii and the Bay Area?
Culture shock, brother. And I'm sorry to cut you off, it never was a culture shock. It was the transition. It was a transition of being a minority and dealing with the majority of Anglo-Saxon type people, aka white people, and dealing with racial discrimination and feeling that that difference of having a certain color to your skin. And that was only right coming up in the 80s in Oakland, California, in the East Bay Area, California, where it was a time where my mom tried to move us out of the hood and moved us to a place where it was predominantly white and for a better living. And that only brought a lot of more attention to me being at school, dealing with teachers treating me different, the kids on the street treating me different, and having a fight because of the color of my skin, you know. And then with what's going on in the world today, I really feel, you know, there's something important to speak upon that, because I'm speaking for the voiceless of people that are of my ethnicity. And I think as a whole that I could speak for the entire community of minorities and have a story to tell that, you know what I mean? We're all facing the same thing. We can overcome and persevere. It was only something that sharpened the sword in those early times, man. And you know, it's a story that's all so familiar with a lot of minorities that came up all over the nation, man. You know what I mean? We're not you don't just deal with it wherever you're at. Coming from Hawaii, we're dealing with the same thing. I'm coming from a place where things were taken away from us as a people, as an indigenous people. And you know, I just have a different experience because I didn't just grow up in the islands. I grew up in the mainland too, meaning I grew up in California, where of course, man, I'm pretty sure that like Mexicans, African Americans, Dominican Republic or Mexican people can identify with. So I'm speaking as a whole for all of us. You know what I mean? Man, we treasures out the darkness, man. You know what I mean? We weren't supposed
that's
to
what's up, man.
You know what I'm saying?
And you're doing beautiful work, man. And you're doing beautiful work, man. Like, I want to get into also you educating the youth and the juvenile program you started, man. Like, you care to,
yes,
you know,
bro.
Be more explaining about
that, brother. Bro, we just talking about that last night, bro. And, you know, we're going to do an online class coming up soon. I'm going to hook you up with the links. And then this is for anybody that's interested in doing any kind of music. We're going to do a music class. We going into the juvenile halls. We doing motivational speaking. I like to go to my high schools and talk about just persevering through this bullshit, bro. You know, basically, you know what I mean? It's funny, I didn't even graduate, but I still go back to my high school and talk about shit. You know what I mean? It's like, it's funny shit because I didn't even graduate from this place, bro. But like, I get invited over there and talk to my high school, though. You know what about, like, you know what I mean? Just being unique, being original, doing you. You know what I mean? Don't fall to the powers that be and whatnot. And, you know, we just fucking with the community and in general, bro. You know what I mean? We trying to do like 100 piece pizza challenges that are going to go on and feed the community. And whatever you could do, man, if you hustling in the game or you doing any time of hustle, please get back to the community. You know what I mean? Whatever it may be. You know, and that's all I'm saying to all you so-called trappers and whatnot, though. Get back to the community a little something, man, because we all need it. You know, we all come from the same place.
That's a beautiful thing, man, because it's great to see artists using their platform to give, not only give back, but to also build system structures to where it could people within generations later could benefit off of. Cause that's definitely
absolutely. I love my favorite quote. My favorite quote is, "In order to learn or be a true king, you must serve like the peasants." So you got to be on the level of the people that are struggling in order to be a true king. And I think that's like, you know, one of my favorite movies is, you know, with and I'm sorry, I'm coming halfway retarded though. But every true king should give back to the community. Sorry, that the IPA got to me on that one, bro. The apocalypse got to me.
It's all good. It's all good, man. But it's like if every king would give back, it'd be not only less poverty, but it'd be also be more to go around. So that way, it could make an economy boom. It could make a nation boom. But you know, when you have greed overcoming everything, and all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people having everything, and it squeezes out everybody else, that's definitely not good.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. And you know, it's a beautiful thing. You know, each one teach one.
That's the game right there. Now, in terms of your craftsmanship, man, like, everybody had to learn from greats, man. Like, what top 5 MCs inspire your craftsmanship?
Oh, that's a lovely question. Because there's a lot, man. There's a lot. Like, let me talk about the current people. The current people right now, that's always just blowing my mind. And I got to bring up Black Thought. Black Thought is just amazing.
Hell yeah.
He's amazing to me. And then we go into my West Coast affiliates and stuff, though. So I'm talking about people like Razkaz, Corrupt. We want to talk about the old school heads like Master Ace. And, you know, I just like to study from the greats, bro. Of course, Rakim and, you know, Meth. He's always like, to this day, man, like, Meth amazes me, man. I never really heard him come off whack, though. But that's just, I'm not giving you my Mount Rushmore. I'm just giving you guys that I admire. You know what I mean? And dudes just coming off, you know what I mean? Really feeling like dudes like Joyner Lucas and, you know, of course, Royce the 5'9". And even Eminem is growing on me, man. Like, he's amazing to me, man. Like, you know. You know, I'm appreciating the Kendrick Lamars, the J. Coles, and the Logics. Those guys are really really doing a good job on preserving the culture. Absolutely.
And you know one thing I was saying too, and this is what throws a lot of people off, even with the show we do, is that we're not a show that rides basically off bashing new hip hop. Like, we, if anything, if you ask us, we think the culture's in a better way, better shape than it was even in the mid-2000s. Because you got actual lyricists finally getting Grammys now.
Absolutely. And I always like to reference, like, just the staples, man. You know what I mean? When I was first coming into the game, I want to talk about, like, who was the influence. Just, like, shout-outs to my boy Mike and I, the Freestyle Fellowship. Those guys, Haiku Ta, like, AC Alone, Mike and I, especially, you know what I mean? And then we're gonna go into the Hieroglyphics, because I was probably raised in Oakland. So those guys was a staple to me, you know what I mean? And even dudes like, you know, Too Short and E-40, man, those guys, was like, I was hyped when I seen the verses. That really put a special feeling in my heart, you know what I mean? And just to see dudes like Nori doing Drink Champs and stuff, shout outs to all them, you know, because it's just like we really making an effort to preserve the culture, and it's a dope thing. I'm thinking of bringing something fresh to the game. I'm from a unique place, Hawaii. Nobody really made it big out there. And, you know, I think my music's unique and fresh. And I'm trying to make some noise out for the state of Hawaii. And shout outs to all the other MCs that are trying to do the same thing. Respect to all you guys, you know, and just bringing up names.
Now, before we wrap this up, man, you know, there's one in particular I got to bring up, man. And this cat here, he blows my mind, no pause, when it comes to, you know, when he come out with his albums. We got to give it up for Murs, man. That's one of the dopest of the L.A., man.
Oh, shit, the homie Murs. Hell yeah. Dog,
you
got to
give it up to Murs, man.
Hell yeah. That's the hardy working man in hip-hop right there, bro. You know what I mean?
That and dude stays putting out music. He stays touring.
Cool, bro. Hell yeah, and shout outs to Hip Hop DX in this motherfucker. You know what I mean? So, yo, word up. Yeah, the homie Murs, hard and working man in hip hop, man. Like, word up. Yeah, he's making his noise, bro. And he's such a true, genuine individual. I love that whole camp, bro. You know, they know Kauai, they
very
know Hawaii.
Creative, dude.
You know? Absolutely, absolutely, you know, and then he's just doing his thing, man. It's just like we're fluent with it, and you know, I'll be nothing without those guys putting it on in the forefront and paving the way, and I salute them with the utmost, and without them, you know, hip-hop would be imbalanced, straight up.
That's a fact, man. Now, you know, we about to wrap this thing up shortly, man. But do you have any shout-outs you want to give out? And tell people again where to find your projects.
Okay. The Son of Wonder album, the full-length album, is available on all digital platforms. The easiest way to get in touch with me and to see all my social media is Linktree, and that's SONDAONE, Son the One, at Linktree .com. And you could just reach all my digital platforms the easiest way. Of course, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and just type in Son the One. That's SONDAONE. And but the easiest way is the Linktree. Holler at your boy, support the album, like, follow, share. Let's cross promote. Hit me up if you want to collabo or whatever, man, to you upcoming MCs or whatever. I'm always willing to spit game and be a part of you guys, man. I appreciate you guys' energy. I appreciate your love and support throughout all these ups and downs.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all just keep it fucking pushing, you know? And we soldiers. It's not about how much times you fucking fall down. It's how fast you bounce the fuck up, homie. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm talking about. Son the One, holla at your boy. And I appreciate you,
bro.
Oh,
yeah. We got to give a big shout out to Aries for making this thing happen and the whole UBO family. Big shout out to you.
Yeah.
We love you.
Doing major work all around the country. I love and appreciate her as well as you guys, brother.
You know what I mean? Let's keep it banging. We in the works. Look out for new shows, new projects coming out, and just be on the lookout for that. Like, let's wait till this whole coronavirus thing fizzles out, because it's about to be on some next level stuff. We're going through a metamorphosis, and it's going to be some damage that we're going to be putting forth. You know what I mean? On all levels. God bless you guys.
We just tell them, man, I got to leave it with four words, man. Wear your damn mask. That's what I got to leave it out with.
Stay your ass home. Be responsible. All that shit, man. You know what I mean? Let's make it happen, man. I love you. I appreciate you. And God bless, brother.
Much love to you, man. We definitely going to be supporting you all the way, man. Feel free to come back anytime you need to.
Yeah.
This next time, I'm going to have the whole team on deck, and we're going to definitely rock it out.
Man, real talk, man. I need you to just go out there in person for sure. And then that's how we're going to make it happen. Yes. Eat some good food or whatnot, and let's just parlay. Let's just kick it.
Let's get it. On that note, I'm out of here. We're going to have the replay up this weekend of Sunday 1. So, holler at you tomorrow night, Off the Cuff Radio.
Yes.
Peace.
Yes. Aloha nui no.